The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The first, Irish independent journalist Amy Molloy has successfully had a case thrown out, which was taken by landlord and tax defaulter Christian Carter. He sought to have a restraining order imposed against her. And it follows Ms. Molloy's reporting of the landlord, which began in 2017 when she reported overcrowded premises leased by Mr. Carter, which included rooms with bunk beds and communal areas converted into bedrooms. This year, Ms. Molloy sought to follow up on that reporting and was querying his whereabouts when this restraining order case was begun. Here with the full story is Shane Phelan, legal affairs editor of the Irish Independent.
Morning, Pat.
Can you tell us the narrative that brings your reporter into a courtroom?
Yeah, so Amy Molloy, she is a very respected journalist, social affairs correspondent. And back in 2017, she was writing about the housing crisis and investigating issues to do with rental accommodation, particularly in Dublin. And at that time, one particular attention, it was in Cabinteely, it was called The Pines. And she discovered that there were 70 residents living in this house. And as she outlined in court yesterday, these tenants were living in squalid conditions. It was overcrowding. Basement walls had been removed so bunk beds could be put in. And there were so many tenants in the house that there was no room for some of them to put their food in the fridge. She felt that whoever was behind this was taking advantage of the housing crisis and investigated further and determined that that one of those involved was a man called Christian Carter. She spent about 3 months researching this whole issue before publishing a story. And after that, floodgates opened, she said. More information came to her, and it became apparent that Christian Carter had a network of properties across Dublin, which were being rented out and where overcrowded conditions were a feature. So fast forward then to last year, Christian Carter has, I suppose, gone off the radar, but he's back on the radar again because, lo and behold, he appears at the top of the Revenue Commissioner's tax defaulters list, where he is said to have made a settlement of close to 1 million euros. And this is in respect of unpaid taxes. And obviously there's penalties involved and interest in that figure as well. So she, sees this and seeks to verify that this is the Christian Carter that she was writing about before. And there is an article about that at the time. Then in earlier this year, Amy received information that Christian Carter had moved to the United States, that he had somewhat reinvented himself, that he had a cryptocurrency business, and that he was traveling around the place quite a bit. This was in circumstances where it was unclear whether or not he had paid off his revenue debts. There was also the question of legal fees that he was ordered to pay, arising from an overcrowding case, and also payments that he was ordered to make to former tenants by the Residential Tenancies Board. So as part of trying to verify this, she wanted to get in contact with Mr. Carter, but she had been having difficulty getting in contact with him for some time. Messages to his phone were showing up as undelivered when they were sent. So she reached out to his wife. His wife is an actress. Her name's Florence Ardesh. And Amy sought to contact Miss Ardesh via the actress's agent and said that she was looking to speak to Christian Carter and what it was about. And Christian Carter had actually made contact with her himself. And there was an interaction between them, and she outlined the questions he had. She didn't really get many answers based on what we heard in court yesterday. But then fast forward to last week, Amy hasn't published any article yet at this stage, but Christian Carter goes into court and gets what's known as a civil restraining order. But this is an order that was brought in under legislation last year. It was basically to give, a quick remedy for somebody who was being harassed. They could go into court on a one-side-only basis and they'd be able to get a temporary order lasting 8 days. To restrain a person from harassing them. And Christian Carter went into court and told the court last week that he was in fear of Amy Molloy and what she might write about him. And the order was granted. And so for a period of 8 days, it was essentially a gagging order over the journalist. She couldn't write anything about him. And then the matter came to a full hearing in Dublin District Court yesterday, where the judge essentially just threw it out.
I have the quotation. He says, "Having heard the evidence from both the applicant and the respondent, I'm satisfied Mr. Carter has endeavoured to use this legal remedy to suppress what seems to me the legitimate publication of facts which the applicant does not want to be placed in the public domain." And he said he basically didn't want the court to be used for this kind of thing.
Yeah, essentially, the judge wasn't satisfied based on what he'd heard and evidence put before the court. And there was extensive evidence of interactions, text messages and so on. The judge was satisfied that he did not show somebody that was in fear anything but that, to be honest.
He said it would amount to placing a gagging order on a journalist. I never envisaged this order could be used to dilute journalistic freedom or restrict publication of certain matters. That's what the judge said. So very emphatic.
Yeah, indeed. And look, the judge's conclusions, if anyone who would have been in the hearing and heard it, the judge's conclusions would have come as no surprise. You know, he made claims, for example, that Amy Molloy had written 50 plus articles about him, that these were sensationalized and that they contained fabrications. But, it was later pointed out that there wasn't this number of articles. Amy Molloy had been involved in 17 publications over time. And she explained in the stand that the only reason she had written about Christian Carter was A, because he was a landlord in overcrowded houses, and B, because he didn't pay his taxes. And there was also evidence heard that Christian Carter didn't make very relevant disclosures to the district court when he got the interim order. For example, he didn't disclose that he had taken defamation cases against the Irish. He said in court yesterday that he essentially dropped these cases, but they're still hanging there. They actually haven't been officially discontinued. So that was something that he should have said.
And how many actions for defamation did he have still hanging there, as you put it?
Four. There was four three against the Irish Independent and one against one of its sister publications. Something the judge had great difficulty with was that after he secured the interim order on April the 9th, the day after that, he sent an email to Kevin Doyle. Kevin, I suppose your listeners would be familiar with him, is the group head of news at Media House Ireland, which publishes the Irish Independent. And in the email, he was seeking a Zoom call to discuss an urgent matter. Now, Kevin Doyle didn't engage with him in light of the interim order Mr. Carter had got against Amy Molloy. But the judge said it was clear. And what was happening here was that Mr. Carter was seeking a private compromise of the reliefs before the court. And the judge said that this was totally unacceptable and it undermines the bona fides of his application. He says he's no longer a landlord and he says that he's actually started a new career, that he went off and studied law, that he works as an arbitrator now, and that he also said he's a screenwriter. Whether that's for film or TV wasn't really stated. So he's definitely on a different path now to what he was before. He said he was no longer involved in the rental of property.
All right. Shane Phelan, legal affairs editor with the Irish Independent. Shane, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Pat.